Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663 or on the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Countries have denied internet access for their people during civil strife. The FCC seized in-use commercial shortwave frequencies right after the September 11th attacks. No one communication system can be depended on to be there when you need information. You need choices. You need a Ku band free-to-air satellite system from AVR. The AVR system includes a receiver, an LNB, and a 75-centimeter dish. All you need to get on your own is the coaxial cable. The system is delivered to your door for $149.99. That's right, delivered for $149.99. That's the shipping and the system, $149.99. Call 541-225-4659. That's 541-225-4659. Or visit AmericanVoiceRadio.com and click satellite system.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great week. It's almost over. Weekend's right around the corner, so you can hopefully decompress and relax, you know, get rid of some of that stress. Yeah, that's what this hour is going to be about, pretty much. We're going to help you get rid of stress. That's the plan. So for the first part of the show, I want to talk about this really interesting link between stress and the common cold, and a lot of people are sick. And for the second part of the show, we have scheduled our authors, our guests of the book Hijacked by Your Brain, How to, you know, Free Yourself from When Stress Takes Over. And the authors were Dr. Julian Ford and John Wortman. Found out today, this afternoon, that Dr. Julian Ford is out sick with the flu, so he won't be joining us, but his co-author, John Wortman, will be with us, praise the Lord, right? So we're going to see what's up and see if we can't figure out you know, what the stress signals are and hopefully avoid some of them or at least manage them a bit better. But don't forget, you know, coming up in February, it's going to be February like tomorrow, and we're going to be talking with Dr. Carly on the 19th, so she'll be with us, and lots of interesting things I'm sure she'll bring forth to empower us all. And before we get to the quack report, don't forget, if you're looking for healthier lifestyles and a way to really change your diet and get some nutrition in there, the folks at SeattleOrganicRestaurants.com, their website isn't just about where you should eat out in Seattle. Their website also provides you with thousands of nutritional articles. They answer a lot of those really important questions, like where do I start to change my lifestyle? Where do I begin? How do I maintain a healthy lifestyle with my foods? So they are there for you. You can go to SeattleOrganicRestaurants.com. Of course, if that's too much to remember, just go to thepowerherbs.com and go to the links page and click on their banner. Can't miss that. And tell them we sent you if you decide to communicate with them. Let them know that their banner was seen on our site. Okay. Well, before we get into our segment, let's big salute and semper fi to our military, praying for our righteous men and women always, lifting them up in prayer, the God's hand of protection be on them. And while we're hitting the knees and seeking the Lord's face, we're going to ask for God's protection on us, our family members, people we care about, and all of America. Yes, we've got to seek the Lord's face because the time grows short. Things are crazy out there. Everybody's stressed out. So let's seek the Lord's face and mind the time. It grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. What's up in the quacker tonight? Johnson & Johnson is in the news. Lord have mercy. Apparently they're in trouble. They hid some very important data regarding the prosthetic hip replacement joint implants. They hit some data that showed 40% failure in the hip implant. Ooh. Pharmaceutical giant Johnson & Johnson is being sued by tens of thousands of hip replacement patients because they knew they were selling faulty hip implant devices that tends to degenerate and lose them, and it shreds metal shards, and it tends to poison your blood if you get metal in there. So recently it was uncovered there were some internal documents that J&J, they knew that their device was defective for many years, but then they continued to market the product across the globe. That's right. Let's see. The device in question is called the Articular Surface Replacement, or ASR for short. It was introduced in 2000. As an alternative to the traditional hip implant device, and its design was supposed to overcome some deficiencies that previous models had, where it made from metal and plastic parts were a problem. But the major design flaw in the ASR was the device was supposed to be innovative with a little ball mechanism, but it tends to grind against inside on the inside cup, and then what it does is you get metallic debris, and then it floats around your body and winds up in your blood system, and of course, you know, that's not a good deal. Now, a few years after they released the ARS device, Johnson & Johnson Dupree Orthopedics, their unit there, had some internal tests conducted by their company engineers, which their engineers revealed that the device was a complete failure. And it was unsuitable for use, actually, and they wrote it up like that. But rather than address the issues that made it a problem and recall any of the devices already out there, Johnson & Johnson, they continued to market it without making any changes. They marketed it to surgeons across the country and overseas for another 3 years. So there's a big problem for them. If you know someone or you personally are affected by this, patients can join the class action lawsuit if you're injured as a result of this faulty implant. They're being represented by the national law firm Parker Walchman LLP. So, interesting. Moving along in the quacker. Let's see. Scientists, get this. They claim now that if you're addicted to alcohol, they got a vaccine that'll cure you. I'm not kidding. I can't make this up. This is too bizarre. Researchers from Chile are claiming to have successfully developed a vaccine to treat alcoholism. So the vaccine allegedly works by triggering an immediate hangover symptom. The moment that you consume the alcohol, you get sick, basically. And it's, you know, meant to deter you from drinking. They have already run through some preclinical trials in Chile, and so their next step is to test this vaccine on real human guinea pigs. Oh, I mean human beings. Yeah. So I hope, they hope that it won't induce permanent harm. Okay, they hope. Anybody that lines up to volunteer, they hope it won't permanently harm you. But nobody really knows how humans are going to respond to this vaccine, because the study authors say that the effects of the vaccine are permanent. Once you get it, you can't reverse it. Ugh. The vaccine would be effective for between 6 months and a year, and they say it works by sending a biochemical message to your liver telling it not to express genes that would metabolize alcohol. So if someone who has been vaccinated tries to drink alcohol, they will immediately experience severe nausea, accelerated heartbeat, and a general discomfort and feeling of yuckiness. Yes. Once the vaccine's administered, remember, you can't reverse it. Now, the authors of the study said that from the Institute of Cell Dynamics, Biochemistry, and Technology over there in Chile, they said the vaccine will deliberately alter the liver's ability to produce a compound known as acetaldehyde, which is normally responsible for producing hangover symptoms after you've consumed a certain amount of alcohol. And if your liver is saturated with alcohol, then that's what happens. It kicks in. But if you've been vaccinated, your hangover symptoms will appear right away, the first little sip, along with other side effects. So now this alcohol vaccine sounds as if it's potentially a little bit more dangerous than disease it's intended to treat. But who's to say that severe nausea and accelerated heartbeat produced by the vaccine won't endanger more lives of the people who received the shot. You know, and researchers are coming up with vaccines supposedly to cure conditions like alcoholism, depression, and even food poisoning. But, you know, I thought vaccines were, you know, an immune system aid. It was supposed to stimulate your immune system to protect you from viruses. We know that's that's all hooey, you know. And when was the last time that vaccines for headaches and alcoholism and depression and food poisoning, what is that considered an immunologic condition? Because that's what vaccines we've been told for years by modern medicine is designed to work on. Yeah, it's all about the money. Just follow the money. Okay, last but not least in the Quack Report, popular dog treats. Anybody out there got dogs and you like to give them treats? Most of the pet owners do. Well, they found a popular dog treat has some unhealthy and even contaminated ingredients. The popular treat may contain some dangerous disease-causing bacteria, according to researchers at Tufts University and the University of Guelph, published in the Canadian Veterinary Journal. And the treat is called Bully Stick or Pizzle Stick, and it's made from a dried penis of a bull. Researchers tested the sticks and also asked owners and veterinarians questions about this product. Researchers performed calorie analysis also. Apparently, the sticks on a large dog would provide 9% of that dog's weight. On small dogs, about 30% of the daily required calories. So apparently, we've got overweight pets. Yes, according to Lisa Furman, with obesity in pets on the rise, it's important for pet owners to factor in not only the dog's food, but also the treats and even table scraps you may give your pet. Between 34 to 59% of U.S. dogs are overweight or already obese. Now, some of the bacteria and contaminated material on these dog treats were E. coli, and one stick was contaminated with an antibiotic-resistant strain. Another one was contaminated with Clostridium, and another was contaminated with a superbug, methicillin-resistant MRSA, I guess, pathogen. So wash your hands if you're handling any stuff like that. Also, you know, this stuff was made from raw meat, obviously. And also, pregnant women shouldn't handle this stuff. The elderly, the young, and anybody with immune-compromised, you know, immune system. So 62% of the vets didn't know anything about this product, and 44% of the general respondents didn't know. Do your homework on pet treats, please. And that wraps the Quack Report. Oh, thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to talk about stress a little bit. I'm kind of going to prime the pump a little bit for our guest that's coming up, John Wortman. He's going to talk about, you know, our brain, how our brain reacts to stress and how we can help our brain out. But, you know, there's this link now, stress to the common cold. We're going to talk about it because lately it seems more people are interested in how they can reduce their stress levels. Now, if you can reduce or better manage the amount of stress you're exposed to, you can reduce the risk of developing what is called stress-influenced disease. That's right. So how do you conquer stress? Well, there are several ways, and we're going to look at a few of them, okay? Now, you know, life can stress us out. You know, let's face it, you know, life can put us through the ringer. And when we feel stressed, it causes a chemical reaction in our bodies, and we feel it emotionally and physically. Now, our emotions are literally translated into chemicals, which affect our blood pressure, our hormones, even our cognitive abilities, even, and a whole lot more. So according to statisticsbrain.com, they're saying there's some top causes for stress. So we're going to go through a few of them here. They say job pressure is number one. You know, if you got coworker tension, or you got more than one boss, or maybe you're overworked at work, your workload's way over the top. You're doing the work of two or three people. Lots of pressure there. Money is the next one on the list. People worry about losing their jobs, reduced retirement, cost of living, and any medical expenses they may have. Health is the third one. People worry about a health crisis like trauma, an accident, put them behind the eight ball that way. Also, they're worrying about terminal conditions and chronic illnesses. Relationships also on the list. So, you know, divorce, death of a spouse, arguments with friends, and loneliness are all stress producers. And then poor nutrition made the list. If you have inadequate nutrition and you're consuming too much caffeine and processed foods and sugar, this is not going to help you deal and cope with stress very well. Next was media overload. Yeah, too much TV, radio, internet, email, social media. You know, we're just too hardwired. You know, just turn the stuff off every once in a while. You know, just get away from it. And lastly, sleep deprivation, big stress, stress enhancer. Your inability to release the adrenaline and other stress hormones is really not going to help you reduce your stress load. So those are the top, according to statisticsbrain.com. And so let's talk about some of the stats, the statistics that have come in on stress for the year 2012. Because I was not shocked, I'll be honest, I was not shocked, but I was saddened by the stress statistics rolling in on America, the UK, Australia, China, and Europe. The whole world is just stressed out, okay? And in the United States, the statistics are telling us 73 to 77% of Americans regularly feel physical and psychological stress. About 33% of the U.S. population feels extreme stress on a daily basis, mostly related to work, and it's costing the economy $300 billion a year. About 48% of Americans feel their stress level has increased over the past 5 years, and it is not just the adults. High school teenagers across America say that stress is their top concern. I thought passing your grade was the big deal, but no, they're more worried about how stressed everybody is. Teenagers feel that if they report that they are feeling stressed, that they will be medically treated with drugs, and they don't want symptom management. Okay, you know, there's a lot of stigmatism now coming with these mind-altering drugs, as you know, and so they just don't want anything to do with it. Now, according to Regus Group in China, the workplace stress has reached 86%, and roughly 6 in 10 workers in major global economies are experiencing an increase in workplace stress. Australians, they're reporting that stress levels are at 91% in at least one important area of their lives. Now, and according to Metabank, workplace stress costs the Aussie economy $14.2 billion. And the Labor Force Survey and the National Institute for Health and Clinical Excellence, they report that the UK economy lost 13.7 million with work-related illness linked to stress. Now, you would think that the Europeans would have less stress, but however, they also report there's an uptick in stress-related illnesses. So it seems to be everywhere. Let's look at some of the symptoms real quickly, because everyone knows what stress feels like, and it can manifest into several physical symptoms such as fatigue, headache, upset stomach, muscle tension, insomnia, change in appetite, teeth grinding, change in sex drive, and feeling dizzy. And stress can also affect us psychologically, making us irritable, angry, nervous, anxious, lethargic, depressed, and even prompt us to want to cry. So the World Health Organization reports that depression is one of the leading causes of disability worldwide. Alrighty, so let's look at stress research real quickly that I mentioned. You know, the study of stress-related illnesses is becoming a popular field. New research from Carnegie Mellon University, they found a link between stress and our inflammation response. Now, these findings are, they were published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. The scientist, Sheldon Cohen, he led the research team, and he says that when we are under chronic psychological stress, our body loses its ability to regulate the inflammatory response, which can invite disease. So apparently, according to the research, the inflammatory response is partly regulated by the cortisol hormone, and prolonged stress. If you're under prolonged stress, this interferes with cortisol, and the inflammation can get out of control. So if our tissues are sensitive to the cortisol hormone, and it is decreased or absent, then we can expect an inflammation problem. According to Cohen, they found a link between stress and the common cold. They state that the cold symptoms were not brought on by the cold virus, but were a side effect of the inflammation response that was triggered by the immune system to fight the infection. So when we experience prolonged stress, it affects the ability of our immune system cells to respond to hormonal signals which regulate inflammation. Therefore, they're saying that those who are unable to regulate the inflammatory response are more likely to develop colds when exposed to a cold virus. So the immune system cells will release a chemical messenger called cytokines. A Greek word, cyto means cell, and kinos means movement. So the cytokines trigger inflammation. And according to Cohen, when you are under stress, your body will produce more cytokines when exposed to cold viruses. Therefore, according to their research, it suggests that stress will promote inflammation, opens the door to asthma, cardiovascular problems, and autoimmune diseases. So what happens when your brain is on stress? Well, we're going to find out in the second part of the show when we talk to John Wortman, who is one of the authors of Hijacked by Your Brain. We're going to find out specifically what they have learned. They're going to explain to us how we can learn to identify some triggers, and if we pay attention, we can train ourselves to manage stress so it won't roll all over us. And I've also found that nutrition and exercise are great stress reduction helpers, as well as some herbs. I think that's a safer, less expensive, and effective way to help reduce stress and reduce our risk of getting sick and developing a serious disease, all without, you know, drugs that can make us dependent. So, you know, you can have a drug-free zone when it comes to stress. Yes, you can. Even though we live in stressful times, we don't have to risk our health to dangerous and addictive drugs to cope. And, you know, God says herbs are here for the service of man. You can look it up in Genesis chapter 1, verse 30 and 32. And you can tap into the nutritional power that these herbs contain. They can help your system balance and heal itself. And you're going to be able to cope, and you won't be a zombie. You'll be able to cope, and you won't fail a drug test. You'll be able to cope, and you won't be addicted and dependent on drugs. You'll be able to cope and be stronger. So for certified organic immune-boosting formulas and naturally aged emotional stress formula, valerian root, brain concentrate, if you want it, cognitive strength, and also the Body Foundation food mix with organic B vitamins for your nervous system, you know who to call. You call the folks at Apothecary Herbs, and they got all that stuff, and they got more. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. But if you live outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. Of course, their website, thepowerherbs.com. All the products are on there. And that's where your healthcare options just became endless. You have more power than you think. And, you know, check out their free stuff Monday. They give away stuff free on Monday if your order is over $50. So that's very cool. So check that out. Also, if you're on the website, sign up for the brand new newsletters up there, American Voice and the Health Quest. I'm sorry, not American Voice. American Survival and Health Quest newsletters. They are great, informative newsletters. They're free. All you have to do is sign up for them, and they'll go out weekly to you. And you'll even get discount coupons that you can use on the PowerHerbs.com website. All that and more, of course. Herb secrets, empowerment. I love that stuff.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free, 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Talk Live, and I'm your herbalist Wendy Wilson, and we have a special guest with us tonight. We have with us John Wortman. He's one of the authors of the book Hijacked by Your Brain: How to Free Yourself When Stress Takes Over. And John is an executive and mental coach, minister, and author of 3 books, a graduate of Harvard Divinity School. He is also a leadership and communication trainer to educational, nonprofit, startup, and Fortune 100 organizations, including Time Warner, ING, and Habitat for Humanity. Welcome to the show, John. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Wendy. Thank you for having me tonight.
I am so sorry that Dr. Julian Ford has the flu.
It is clearly a good sign, though, of his ability to manage stress that he wasn't going to overdo it tonight, and I hope I'll be able to give you all the support you need.
Oh, well put. Well, we'll be lifting him up in prayer that he gets better really quickly, because I hear this flu bug this year is pretty bad. So hopefully, you know, lots of hand washing, lots of herbs, and God's herbs are good. I don't know if you use herbs, John, but try them. Well, let's get to your book, because your book looks absolutely lovely as far as helping us to pinpoint some of the, triggers and signals when we're getting too stressed out. And I mean, some of the top stressors are, job and money, relationships, those kind of things tend to stress us out. So you have a put in your book here some tips, some mental goals, if you will, to help us identify some of these stress triggers and what we can do about it. Can you kind of give us a clue, a little example?
Well, the first thing that all of us need to know about stress that very few of us have been taught is that stress is not a bad thing. Most of us, when we hear the word stress, it has a completely pejorative tone to it. We think stress is an enemy. In truth, when it comes to your brain, stress is actually just a signal telling you that you either need to pay attention to something or that something is wrong, and in some cases, quite emergently, and that you need to do something about it. But when most of us think about stress, we think of something we need to get away from. And it turns out from the latest brain research in emotion regulation and mindfulness that the best thing you can do to actually turn down stress is pay attention to it.
Well, that makes sense. You can't run away from it. You got to face it. Otherwise, you're not going to resolve it.
But were you taught that growing up? Because that's not something that I learned. That's why I was so excited to be a part of this project, because the fun story behind it is that my wife actually is a clinical psychologist in training, about to finish her PhD, and she was Dr. Ford's research assistant on one of the research studies using the techniques that we teach in Hijacked to troops coming back from Afghanistan and Iraq. And when she came home and was teaching me, one of these techniques is called SOS, another one is recognizing triggers, and when I started to learn these techniques, I'm a person who's studied all the different forms of spirituality, I'm an athlete, gone through lots of different forms of therapy myself, trying to stay healthy and well, and I had never heard stress handled this way. And over the first couple months that I did these techniques, I found myself in a very busy life being happier than I'd ever been. And what's amazing about what we teach in the book is that every single person, once they realize stress isn't a bad thing, can immediately start to figure out for themselves where they're already managing stress well. So like in your life right now, what do you do to manage stress in addition to obviously eating well and herbs are a part of your life? What else do you do to try and keep yourself focused and healthy?
Well, two other things that I do big time is, you know, I exercise and I pray. I find both of those together are two big pieces of my stress solving puzzle. You know, it just calms you down. You take a step back and you're able to look at it more objectively. It's not the end of the world, you know, and you don't panic. And so you can come up with a solution to whatever it is that you're, you know, stressing over. And, you know, stress is just like any other, I guess, health symptom. But a majority of Americans, just on their basic health symptoms, John, they ignore.
Oh, I think I lost you.
Are we back? I lost total sound on my end. I'm sorry. Do we still have John? Okay, I'm sorry. We seem to have some technical problems, and we're going to try to get our guest, John, back and talk about some of this stuff that he was referring to on these personal control and strengths for us to manage our stress better. But I'm sure you can pick up his book. I do encourage you to check it out, Hijacked by Your Brain, How to Free Yourself When Stress Takes Over. Of course, you can, big blue cover, you can't miss it. And when we get John back on the line, I want to ask him about some of the mental goals that we can set for ourselves and how we can, in his book, he talks about how we can take our stress temperature and measure our stress scale and pay attention to that. And but I also tend to recommend deep breathing, too, to help you kind of, you know, calm down, especially if you feel a panic attack coming on, if you have stress. A couple of herbs that I like to use if you feel a panic attack just kind of, you know, taking over your thoughts, then you can use herbs like valerian root, and you can layer it with some ginkgo to get your cognitive abilities under control if you don't want to take prescriptions, which I recommend you don't. So, oh, John, I'm so sorry. We had some technical difficulties. We lost the connection. I apologize. Right before I lost you, or you lost me, whichever, I was asking you about some of the strengths that you list in the book, that we should focus on some of our strengths to help us cope with stress.
And you were mentioning that you are someone who prays, you're someone who is going to exercise regularly. These are perfect examples of what we teach in the book called SOS. And you even use the word step back
right.
to describe what you do when you pray. That's actually the first step of what every human being can do if they want to recognize the alarm signals, those signals coming from the ancient part of your brain that's there to keep you safe. And the problem for most of us is that instead of actually listening to our alarm, we react based on those stress signals. And we all know the stress signals. It's when you start to breathe a little faster, you get that pit in your stomach, you may start to perspire, and it's totally uncomfortable. And when we get uncomfortable, most of us want to run away. Most of us want to escape from that feeling. But what Dr. Ford figured out and what we've expressed in this book, in a way anybody can use it without having to go into therapy, right, is the first thing you have to do is step back. And that's what you do if you go to a yoga class. You step out of the chaos of your normal life and into a safe space where you're going to be able to think. When you exercise, you're actually stepping out of all of the stress that comes from having smartphones and from working too hard and from having the kids screaming. And you go into a space where you are able to just be yourself and listen to wherever your body is. Well, what's great about this from your brain's perspective is that the moment you step back, you've in fact opened up the pathway between two parts of the brain we talk about in the book, your alarm, which is what sends the stress signals, and your frontal lobes. Your frontal lobes are your thinking center. It's the highest part of your brain. It's what separates us from animals. We have the ability to think. When your alarm takes over, though, you can't think. When you step back, that's what allows you to at least have the opportunity, if you're willing to, think clearly. And let's take prayer as a perfect example. What do you like to pray for in your life? How do you use that to focus on what's most important to you?
Well, you know, it's, you know, to me, prayer is a relationship. So I look, I go to my relationship fixer.
Yep,
and
exactly.
And you know, and I kind of just unload all the problems that I see as too big for me to deal with at the moment, and I ask for supreme help. And if I listen really carefully, ideas or solutions kind of come up in my head. So I look at it as God helping me deal and work through and find a solution to whatever it is that's stressing me out. And I look at it also as, you know, the herbs, the exercise, the praying, even getting some massage is also helpful as, you know, going into what I would call a peace zone where I can get my little, you know, break from the pressures of the world, and it's where I have peace. And when you feel at peace, you're able to think more clearly, and you can come up with a solution to a problem that's stressing you out.
And what you've just done is you have oriented on what's most important to you. And that's the second step of SOS. And it's, in fact, the second part of anything that anyone's doing in their life right now that's helping them reduce stress already. You're answering a very simple question. What's most important to you? When you're praying, it's to unload the stressors of your life, and it's to ask for help. When you're getting massaged, it's just to feel comfortable in your own body. For me, I happen to be a golf coach at the University of Connecticut. When I'm playing golf, all that matters is for me to enjoy each shot that I make. And what's fun about this method, SOS, is that in that middle step when you orient, you're literally choosing to use the part of your brain that makes meaning. That's your thinking center. You're actually answering this question, what's most important to you? And what Dr. Ford has figured out in his research is that when you're willing to sit and think about that and think clearly, that is what resets your alarm. That is literally what turns down stress. And most of us have never been taught that we have this much power in our own brains. And the third thing that we teach, the second S, is to self-check. And you were just mentioning that before we came back on. And to self-check is to literally measure your stress. So when suddenly you and I are in the middle of a good conversation and I couldn't hear you anymore and then the line goes blank, of course my alarm immediately shot up to a 10. You know, I'm suddenly very anxious and nervous. Now, another time where you'd feel a 10 on the stress level is if you were cut off in traffic. Another time would be if you get in an argument with a spouse or a coworker. These are these things that are really bad. And bad stress is 9 or 10 out of 10. One on the stress scale is when you've just woken up from a great nap. It's when you've just had a great massage. And most of us are not paying attention to this. And so what SOS teaches us to do is first to step back and connect our thinking center with an alarm so we can pay attention. Then to orient on what's most important to us in the moment, to literally be focused on what you care about. And then lastly, to check to see if it's working. Because what most of us don't do is we just react throughout our lives rather than realizing you can actually choose how you want to feel moment to moment.
Well, you mentioned in the book we should take our personal control temperature. Now, this is different from our stress temperature. This is a different...
It is, yeah. And the reason that we do both of these is because you want to take the temperature of both your alarm, which is your stress signal. That's the bad feeling of stress. And then you also want to take the temperature of how well you're thinking. So what's powerful is that when you're thinking clearly, when your thoughts are 10 out of 10, meaning I'm not confused at all, I feel totally focused, even if you're feeling stress, you can still be at your best. You can still focus on what you care about. I happen to be, as someone who loves golf, a big fan of these guys who on Sunday, in big pressure situations, are still able to make the clutch putt. They're still able to handle the eyes of the world. I'm a big fan of someone like Dr. Martin Luther King, who was able to speak under incredible pressure in so many rallies where literally his life was being threatened by people. I then, of course, find it interesting that someone like Beyonce in the news today was lip-syncing at the inauguration because she didn't want to screw up. Well, what's interesting is that's actually probably a pretty rational choice because she's really busy and she just wanted to make sure that nothing went wrong. What's interesting, though, is if she knew how to do SOS, and she obviously does it very naturally, she's so talented, maybe she would have been willing to risk it not going perfectly for the sake of it being an experience where everyone would have heard her beautiful voice live. It's an interesting question to ask, right? And the reason you want to make sure you're thinking clearly is because that's what turns down the alarm. If you're not paying attention to thinking clearly, you might miss moments throughout the day where you literally have more power than you think you do.
Well, you're exactly right. You know, when we had our little, you know, sound interruption there and you were saying that, you know, your stress level goes up. Well, you know what? Yeah, the stress level goes up, but another thing that factors in for me and maybe for a lot of our listeners is, you know, you get off your tempo, you get off your rhythm, you get off your routine, and that's stressful, you know, for
exactly.
A lot of people that, especially, you know, if the clock is your boss on radio, that's what it is. So,
that's right.
So you have to pay attention to that. I think that's probably one of your temperature controls is, you know, your rhythm, your mojo or whatever you want to call it.
And that's a great way to measure how well you're thinking. And what's fun about just this idea of self-checking, and it comes from cognitive behavioral therapy, where self-monitoring different emotions and feelings is one of the ways that you can get yourself to regulate how you feel again, to get back to what we call level or feeling grounded. And you can measure anger. You can measure anxiety. You can measure worry. And then on the positive level, I love the word mojo, right? You can ask, do I have my mojo today? Because when you have it, everything can be going wrong around you, but you still feel focused. And that's the key to what SOS does. Most of us haven't been taught how to focus. Many people who are talented have learned to do it intuitively. You've intuitively learned to deal with the little snafus that happen on the radio. I've learned as a public speaker, as a coach, as an athlete, to be able to take whenever something goes wrong and realize that's an opportunity to learn something. But the reason I know how to do that is because I've intuitively through my life been doing different forms of SOS. Now that I actually know how to do it on purpose, I can literally check in the morning, depending on what I'm working on in my life, what I want to be doing better. And this is not to judge myself. This is not to try and reach some artificial outside standard. This is literally to constantly return to a place where I know how good I can be, where I know that in every moment I can reach the best of my potential, and so that instead of my alarm worrying about reaching goals that are impossible, I'm thinking clearly and letting my alarm know, hey, you've got nothing to worry about. You may send me a quick stress signal to make sure I'm paying attention. I'm going to be able to immediately show you, I've got this. There's nothing I can't handle.
Well, that's, you know, identifying, I guess, those triggers. What's the worst that can happen? Having your backup plan in your head, at least a, you know, contingency of some kind. And that does reduce a lot of stress. You know, plan B, plan B. Where is plan B?
That's so, right. And that's an example of optimal thinking where you've already found lots of ways to orient on what's most important to you. And this is what's great about a third part of the brain we talk about in the book, and that's your hippocampus or your memory center. All of us have a filing cabinet in our heads that has collected every experience we've ever had. And when you have focused experiences, they don't suddenly disappear. Like if you've had a great radio show, that's not magic. It's because you've practiced. You've worked on your skills at interviewing and having great conversations. And those memories are there. Here's the fun part about the alarm, though. If you're having a bad day, if your stress level is up at an 8, 9, or 10, it will start to pull every bad memory that you have ever had. You suddenly have a bad moment with a spouse, and you're remembering the time your mom yelled at you when you were 3 because you took the cookies out of the cookie jar when you weren't supposed to. And what's so great about SOS is it teaches us to notice those negative memories as they come as a sign that our alarm is firing, and then to shift our focus back to what we care about in the moment, which can even allow us to pull up a great memory of when things have gone right in the past. So even though we're having a bad day, we can then recenter on what we really care about thinking and feeling.
Yeah, we're going to squash that doubt, aren't we?
Exactly. That's right.
What we're gonna do. Well, you know, have you had clients tell you that, you know, when their stress is really feeling overwhelming, that instead of just totally shutting down or resorting to, I don't know, alcohol or some sort of drug or something, that they just go into maybe, you know, a fantasy, you know, thinking of themselves on the beach somewhere, you know, maybe recalling some past memories in this new fantasy and just making themselves feel better, you know, pleasure centers of the brain firing and helping them to focus that way. I guess that's another way of doing it.
It sure is. That's a powerful way to do SOS. So, for instance, if you are a serviceman or woman in Afghanistan and you're missing your family, that's going to trigger your alarm. And you're already, because you're in combat, you're already at a 6, 7, 8, or 9 all the time. You're already in a really traumatic, stressful place. And what's still amazing is that in those moments, you can still go back into your memory center. You can go back to those old files of your best vacation. So if the listeners right now, literally, take a couple deep breaths and then think of the best vacation you ever had with the people you love most in the world.
You can't help but smile.
You can't, and immediately it takes down your stress. And
right.
But here's the trick with this kind of thinking about stress, because really we're thinking about it. It's by thinking about it that we're actually helping ourselves to feel better. You have to practice. So what I learned as I was writing this book with Dr. Ford is that because I run a congregation and because I work with a golf team and I have a number of clients and have written 3 books in 4 years, I was running at a 7, 8, or 9 on the stress scale all the time, and I didn't even know it. But as I started to do SOS, similar exercises to what you just talked about, focusing on what I wanted to feel, what I wanted to think about in terms of my core values, trying to put some goals out there that were having a little more of what I already have in my life, not trying to do something outside of the sweet spots of what I'm good at and what I like to do, but in my life, just getting a little more time with my wife, getting to play a little more golf. Over time, by doing SOS, just for a few minutes at a time, a couple times, you know, middle of the day, end of the day, my stress level started to come down. I started to sleep better. I started to not worry as much, and when I did worry, it immediately was an opportunity to do another SOS, either on an old memory or to answer the question, what's most important to me right now in the moment? And that's what I do with clients. That's what I do with golfers. It's what I do with people in the spiritual community I serve. I help them by loaning them my learning brain, the combination of my thinking center and my memory center working together. I loan them that like any good coach does, so that they can focus on what's most important to them, like we just did with that quick vacation exercise.
Awesome. Well, you know, it used to be, you know, when people wanted to, you know, kind of purge, work through some emotions and whatever to help relieve stress, they write stuff down in a journal. But I think I think the social media has kind of replaced that, you know?
It has. It's so dangerous. Yeah. It's so dangerous because then people put their stress responses out in the world, and we write about this in the last chapter of the book, and it stresses everybody out. Because the thing about stress is it's like smoke. Secondhand smoke is as dangerous as the person who's actually smoking the cigarette. Well, the same is true with stress. And what's great about social media is I'm actually asking people in my life to do a quick little exercise on Twitter, and that's write down what's most important to you or what you learned that day. And then use the hashtag OneTilt, one thing I learned today. Because what you can do is actually use social media as a chance to focus, to think clearly, as opposed to just rant and rave. Because those people who do that on our Facebook pages, we turn them off. We don't listen to them because we don't want more stress in our life. And that's the danger with smartphones, is that you've got other people's stress. You've got the world's bad news sitting in your pocket.
Well, I never thought of it that way, but you're absolutely correct. Well, we're almost out of time, John, and I want to tell the folks again the title of the book is Hijacked by Your Brain, How You Can Free Yourself When Stress Takes Over. Now, tell the folks, I guess the book's everywhere, all out there
book
in bookstores?
The book is everywhere, yeah. You can come visit us at hijackedbyyourbrain.com, where we have different media and our different blogs that we're doing. We're writing at Psychology Today and blogging there on a blog called Hijacked by Your Brain as well. And then I'm also writing for the Huffington Post for the new GPS for the Soul column and trying to take some of these great brain experiences and making them really applicable for people. But we'd love you to come to Amazon or to Barnes & Noble or your favorite local bookseller and not just get a copy for you, get it for your family. This is the kind of thing where if you all learn this together, do a little more SOS together, it can change relationships and the happiness you experience day to day.
Well, absolutely. Valentine's Day is just around the corner. Make a great gift, wouldn't it?
It's a perfect time to reduce a little stress and, most importantly, focus on what you care about most.
Hey, put a little chocolate on top. I'd go with that.
There's nothing wrong with chocolate to help us reduce stress. Not at all.
Well, you've been a delight, John. I thank you so much for coming on the show and give our best to Dr. Julian Ford. Hope he feels better. And of course, this show will be in the archives for people to tune into as they will. And thank you again.
Thank you, Wendy. I appreciate it.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Don't forget, Hijacked by Your Brain, How You Can Free Yourself When Stress Takes Over. Yeah, don't let stress take over. Lots of great exercises. Guess what? And it's toxic free. There's no copay. There's no prescription. There's no, you know, side effects. I like that part. Hey, I'm out of time, folks, but hey, I'll be back next week to empower you again. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm Herbalist Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.